numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer, offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
This is Bill.
Welcome to the magical world of numbers. I'm your host, Elizabeth Summers, and here we are again in a beautiful day, full of fabulous weather, cool weather, thank you God, in the wonderful state of Colorado. And so know that I am not a warm, hot weather friend, and if you're listening to my show on the beach or down in Florida or in some hot, muggy state, I'm nice and cozy and cool where I am. Thank you for visiting with me again in the magical world of numbers. I look forward to our visit every week at this time. And I am an esoteric numerologer, an ancient tarot card interpreter, and a student of astrology. And each week I bundle all of that, those tools together on a specific topic to give you some idea of how magical numbers are when they appear in your life, when they keep cropping up at the darndest times in your face, getting your attention, what they mean in your birthday number, what they tell you about your purpose, and it's on and on and on and on and on. Today, we are going to do something quite interesting for you. Be sure you have pencil and paper handy, because we are going to talk about two subjects that I have not talked about in numerology, in number interpretations, for all of the shows that I have been doing for the last many, 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 many months, maybe even a couple years here by this time. So before we begin that, I want you to be sure that you visit my website, ElizabethSummersLikeTheSeason.com. On that homepage, you'll have a brief explanation of Western numerology, where the numbers 1 through 9 are used as codes. Remember, I've told you, numbers have no power. They are codes of energy. They are codes that represent energies. And the energies represent experiences that you have had, that you are to have, that you have had in other lifetimes. It depends on the formula that is being worked at any given time. And so the numbers 1 through 9 are briefly explained, how they get interpreted as to whether it's your purpose or who you are in your soul or how other people see you or on and on and on and on. That all gets put to you in a private reading, an individual reading that can be found on that website by clicking Readings and Channelings. And there's a natal reading that points out this whole incarnation, your karma, your gifts, your tools, the big picture, if you will, and a current year reading, which takes the year of 2007, 2008, whatever year we're in, and says, for you specifically, these are the themes that your soul is moving you through on your spiritual journey of life. Remember, we are spiritual beings first. Simply by our free will, choosing to have another peanut butter, sticky sort of energy experience called human beingness. Today, we are going to look at the first name on the birth certificate, the first name on your birth certificate. Every person's birth certificate name represents, by code to me, your soul's past life memories that you have accumulated in human being form, have been held as memories in the soul's memory bank and the cellular memory of the body. And when you chose to become a human again, you reached down into that memory bank and formulated according to the culture that you have decided to be born into. Your soul formulated a name that fit that culture, that sex, that you have chosen to be this time around. Every soul names itself. It telepathically goes to the soul of the person who names it prior to birth and says, this is the name, dear soul, that could be the soul of the dad, soul of the mom, soul of the sister, brother, who knows? But telepathically communicates, this is what I want, and then one day out of the clear blue sky, mom shouts out, I think we'll call him Joseph John, or Mary Sue, or whatever. The telepathy worked. Every person's human being name is divided according to its function. Now, in the United States and in the Caucasian culture, most people have three names. If you have four names, the names get divided a little bit differently than what I'm going to talk about today, but it's in no way going to affect what we are going to talk about today. And some cultures, the Latino cultures, for instance, have extended names frequently because they include lineage and what have you. And then I really have my hands full when I have to work that out. So today we're going to assume, for what we're doing in today's visit to the magical world of numbers, that you have three or four names. That's fine, because we're only going to work on the first one. And everyone has one name, their first name. So I want you to have pencil and paper, and I want you to write the first letter of your first name. Just the first letter. And then I want you to think of your Fave Fives, as the cell phone folks call it, your Fave Fives. And I want you to write their names, five names after yours, just the first name, of five of your friends. It could be your partner, it could be your children, it could be your sister, brother, or whatever. So wind up with like a total of six names. But be sure you leave spaces, a couple of lines between them, because I'm going to be giving you information, characteristics of the first letter of every person's first name that you have written on your paper, starting with you. The first letter of every person's first name is called a cornerstone vibration. Every person's first name represents to me, as an esoteric numerologist, your human beingness, your attitudes, how you function as a human being in the practical, humanistic, real world. A person's middle name has within it the codes of emotional memories, of emotional behaviors that influence a person's life in this lifetime all the time, but most intensely between 30 and 55. A person's last name is called the spiritual codes name, that spiritual memories that you have accumulated from previous incarnations that have just toodled on into this lifetime to bubble up from the subconscious spiritually. And the spiritual name in most of our cultures in the United States, that last surname, we get from the father. And therefore, the spiritual name, the spiritual vibrations, are inherited from the father's spiritual DNA, not necessarily your daddy. He might not have behaved according to what the spiritual name represents, but it's the energy that's found in the codes of that name that vibrate to you spiritually. Every soul picks its mommy. Every soul picks its daddy. And when you pick that daddy as a soul, you knew that daddy's last name. Now, I hear immediately people saying about adoption. That is taken into consideration when I do private readings. But if you know your original birth certificate name, if you were adopted, use that original name. Your adoptive name is called an angle of development. It is indicative of an adjustment that your soul has made once it came into human form energetically. And interestingly enough, metaphysics and numerology teaches that it is actually the adoptive parents. It is actually, therefore, the adoptive name that carries the power and the lessons that the soul truly wants to work with in an incarnation. The birth parents, by contract, by soul contract, sometimes agreed only to get you into human form. And then because of their agendas as a soul and your agenda as a soul, there needed to be a separation for all of you to work on as a soul what you came here to work on. Well, I'm getting a little bit off track. Let's get the car back on the road here. So today we're only going to talk about and work with a person's first name on their birth certificate and only the first letter of that first name. Now, I've given you plenty of time to write down six names of your fade five, including you. And so the information that I am going to share with you today is listed for you, is printed for you in a workbook that I have created for parents to learn about their children specifically. It is called the Parents Workbook. It has 8 or 9 simple formulas that are used in esoteric numerology, this being one of them, as well as all the information that you need in this workbook to give you insight as to who your little baby boy or girl is coming in here as a soul. What is their purpose? What are their issues? What are their stumbling blocks? And it gets you golden opportunity to jump the gun. Not everything is an issue. But if you have an understanding of who they are energetically coming in here, you quite possibly can be more understanding then as a mommy and a daddy. So if you would like to order that workbook, send me an email or call me. The phone number is on my website, ElizabethSummers.com, and I'll be sure to get it to you. So what if we're only looking at the first letter and it doesn't make any difference in this formula that we're doing today? Doesn't make any difference what all the other letters are. The first vowel of your name tells me something. The last letter tells me something of your first name. But we're not doing that today. Only this first letter called the cornerstone vibration. It is like a fulcrum. It is upon the vibration of this first letter. The first letter is called your approach to life. This is how knowing what the first letter of any person's name means right off the bat, you would be able to know how that individual approaches their human being life. For instance, the first letter is an A that has a number 1 connected to it. And that A says, I approach life, I want to be the leader. I want to be the boss. I want to be number 1. I'm not following anybody. So if you have a child whose name is Albert, and I use that name because we have 3 of them in my family, Albert, every single one of those Alberts, in every generation that name Alberts appeared, wanted to lead everybody else in the whole family. The A is connected to courage, leadership, independence. Now, the letter B has a 2 vibration that says cooperation. I like partners. I like friends. I like to be part of a team. I'll follow behind you like a little lamb. Letter A, you be the shepherd. Number 2, B, I'll be the sheep. The approach to life is that of sensitivity and intuitiveness. But it is also someone who can possibly not make a decision. The number 2 and the letter B is the first indication of victimhood, of being walked all over like a doormat in its approach to life. Why? Because it doesn't like combat. So the letter B is gentle, sensitive in its approach to life. The letter C has a 3 connected to it of self-expression, creativity, like in the name of Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y. This is an optimistic approach to life. But it is also can be a very scattered energy. This person can be like, their approach to life is, I'm into this, I'm into that, I'm into something else. I don't finish too much, but... And in addition to that, the letter C, cornerstone vibration, can talk you into your grave. Never shut up. Chatty Cathy. That's where that phrase came from. Chatty Cathy. The letter C are talkers. The letter D is much more conservative. Much more serious in its approach to life. It sees life in a very practical way. It sees life as a need to be organized. A to B, B to C, C to D. This is an approach to life that is positive for organization and business, and has to be cautious about being rigid, working within a box. It has a number 4 connected to it. The letter E is an energy, E as in Elizabeth. When I introduce myself to people, I always say my name is Elizabeth, like the queen. And you know, folks, they always laugh. But I'm telling you, I know for a fact that in past life, I was a queen. And to this very day, I still act like one. So the name of Elizabeth, the E, has a 5 vibration connected to it. This is an energy that encourages communication. Now, there is a difference between talking and a communication. Communication says, I talk to give to you information that is common ground and goes back and forth between us. If you have a child whose approach to life, because this first letter of every person's first name is very intensely affecting the first 30 years of life. That's why I put it in the parents' workbook. Because the first letter of your first name affects your whole life. Even though you have a nickname, they still, this is your original tools that you're bringing in here. But using other formulas, this first letter floods down over the lives of children intensely from birth to 30 years of age. And so if you have a child, as did my mother, who has an E, Earl, Elizabeth, whatever, that child is very active, gets bored easily, likes to talk to different people, ethnic people, is an energy that loves to travel, is an energy that is very curious. Now, I'm not pointing that out because possibly that's the way I was. This interpretation applies to every person, and especially children, whose first names begin with these letters. The letter F has the number 6 equivalent to it. The number 6 is a loving energy. Doesn't mean the other children aren't loving. But the approach to life of the F, for instance, in Frank or Francis or Flubbadub, who knows, has a very family-oriented energy, has a domestic approach, a loving energy, loves friendships, loves having fun, F for fun, F for friendship. But that 6 equivalent says its approach to life is domestic. It might love animals. It might have a natural gift for teaching younger children. It might have a very creative streak. Now, these letters are only a piece of the puzzle. That's why when people say to me, oh, I'm a 3, I'm a 2, I'm a 6, or whatever, you are a composite of numbers. That numerology looks at you from a variety of angles. And in pulling all of those angles together, in a natal reading, for instance, you will get a very clear understanding, or clearer understanding, of the human being package that you have put together in this lifetime. The letter G has a number 7 connected to it. The number 7 is that of the mind. It's a mental number. Now, it doesn't mean that anyone who has this letter G has mental issues. This G has the 7 equivalent, and the number 7 is that of the mind, of the ego, of aloneness. Their approach to life is that they want to do things by themselves. Do things alone. Do things being single. George Clooney is single, dyed in the wool, single. The G of George says he approaches life with a desire to be single. Now, other numbers and formulas in his chart enter into the composite. This is one piece of the puzzle of his singlehoodness. It is an energy that is not a groupie, is not a wild and crazy, fun-loving sort of person. It is an energy that thinks about things in its approach to life. Thinking, thinking, thinking. Analyzing, analyzing, analyzing. The letter H has a number 8 equivalent to it. The H encourages an attitude towards life of financial abilities. The number 8 has to do with money, power, and authority. And so if we have someone whose name is Harold or Henry or Herkimer or Hilda, that H, no matter what age they are in life, says they approach their lives and projects with an attitude of, how can I organize this? How can I make money from this? The H is about money, power, and authority. A lot of times in the early stages, these H fellows and gals can have some emotional power struggles. Not necessarily an easy approach to life for youngsters. It gets more intense if H is the first letter of your middle name. Then you really are working on emotional empowerment issues. So the H with its letter, the H with the number 8 connected to it is that of a financier, of a business person. The letter I has a number 9 equivalent to it. The I stands for idealism, humanitarianism. Someone who can be involved in theater, drama, working with animals, not always practical, can be very pie in the sky, not use their common sense, because they are very heart-oriented. They are the ones that give people the benefit of the doubt. How may I help you? They are particularly sensitive towards animals. Cats, not so much cats. That's kind of a number 2, a B vibration, if you will. The number 9 is more prone to horses and dogs. I have told you before that I am a numerologist, an esoteric numerologist who combines tarot cards with numbers 1 through 78. The 78 cards of the tarot deck, the ancient tarot deck, correlate to the numbers 1 through 78. There are only 26 letters in our alphabet, our American alphabet. So we're only going to deal with the double numbers of the first 26 codes from the tarot cards. But the double numbers give additional insight as to the first letter of the first name, the human behavioral name. Let's look at the letter J. Now we enter into the territory of double numbers. The letter J, John, Jacqueline, Josephine, it has a 1 equivalent also. I mean, there's only 9 letters and 9 numbers in the Pythagorean system. We've finished the first batch. Now we're going to go into another round of 9 numbers. And a 1 is a 1 is a 1. So everything that I said about the letter A, which encourages leadership, also applies to the letter J. However, the letter J is a 10-1 approach to life. In tarot cards, the 10-1 is the wheel of good fortune. This person also is very interested in leadership, but that 10-1 is connected to money and self-employment and an attitude of wanting to be independent and to be self-employed and to handle money connected to self-employing and to show initiative and courage to develop that. The letter K, as in Karen, Kirk, has a number 2 connected to it, just as the letter B, energy of cooperation. But it ratchets up its vibration to an 11-2. As a human being, and especially in the first lane of life, most intensely, that 11 connected to the letter K says that the soul, whether it's male or female, will most likely draw into its human being experience one-to-one partnerships with souls yet again that they were in partners with in previous incarnations. If you look at the number 11, it looks like a 1 and a 1, a male and a female. It is not necessarily the sex that determines the partnership. It is the energy. It can be 2 gay men. It can be 2 gay women. But if one has more of a masculine energy, one has more of a feminine energy in the partnership, too, good, bad, or indifferent, it most likely is a karmic partnership. If in previous incarnations, that partnership between those 2 souls that are now showing up yet again in the current incarnation, when they were together in previous incarnations, and it was a balanced, number 2, a balanced partnership of unconditional love and acceptance, of not manipulating and using the other one, then that partnership will be lovely. On the other hand, it can be hell on earth. And the letter K draws to itself, 9 times out of 10, for a while, partnerships with members of the opposite energy that attempt to ramrod all over them, walk all over them like a doormat, and what the other soul in the partnership is basically saying to the letter K is, don't let me do this to you. Stand up to me. Set your boundaries. Learn to say the word no to me. You are not a victim in this partnership. The letter L, as in Linda and Lily and Lucille, has a number 3 connected to it with all the attributes of the letter C of creativity and loquaciousness and whatever. The letter L is a 12-3. This is the Hangman card in tarot cards. And it says that its approach to life in this incarnation will be a total reevaluation of its values. The number 3 has to do with one's values. And the 12-3, the Hangman card, and if you saw the original ancient card, this energy, this male energy is hanging upside down by one leg in his life, and you know, just looking at him on that card, he's saying to himself, how in the heck did I get myself into this mess? And the role of someone who has an L as their first letter, as their approach to life in this lifetime compared to other lifetimes, is saying, this time around, there will be reversals of situations in my life, especially materialistically speaking, that is going to totally flip-flop my value system from when I came in here to when I'm going out of here. And I therefore will experience a significant attitude adjustment about, hey, what's important here in my approach to life? My entire materialistic value system is being reset. The letter M from Mary, Maureen, Mark, Mildred has a number 4 connected to it, a very practical approach, A to B, B to C, C to D. The geometric configuration that is connected to the number 4 is a box, kind of says it all, is a square actually. A square, not necessarily a box. A box can be a rectangle or whatever. And so the letter D and the letter M approach life very practically, very organized. The letter M ratchets it up a bit, and it really encourages integrity. And throughout its lifetime, its integrity may be challenged. It may have to reassess its integrity. And the letter M in tarot cards is equivalent to the death card. Therefore, the letter M's approach to life in this lifetime says that there will be a materialistic death of the old you, Mildred, Mark, Miss M, Mr. M. Your approach to life is going to go through a major growth spurt, a major significant out with the old and growth into a new. And so right out of the box, any youngster who has chosen to have a first name of beginning with an M, the first 30 years of their life, most likely, and if they were born in May, hold on to your hat, because it's going to be Action Jackson in their transition of out with the old and in with a whole new human being attitude right out of the box. The letter N, as in Nicole or Nancy or Nicholas, the letter N has a 5 connected to it, as does the letter E. The letter N encourages popularity. These are the social butterflies. Now, the letter N has a very potentially heavy-duty vibration connected to it. The letter N equates to the number 5, but also to the number 14-5. This is the temperance card in tarot cards, and it means just that, temperance. This approach to life is bringing karmic baggage with it. In numerology, there are 4 major, there are some minor, but there are 4 major karmic numbers that represent some inappropriate choices that we made with our little free will in other lifetimes. And 14-5, the letter N is one of them. It is connected to the physical body. It is connected to sexuality, drugs, abuse, addictions. All of that was created in past incarnation as a consequence of manipulation. And so someone who has the letter N in their name needs to be cautious that they do not repeat old patterns of using drugs, alcohol, sex to get what they want through manipulating people in relationships. Frequently, there is an early marriage as well as an early divorce when the letter N appears in the first name. Married at 18, divorced by 28. Can't say no to that one. And so caution with the letter N. It's not a bad thing. It is an energy that is simply begging the question in one's approach to life. Do I need this or do I want this? Because it is the code of addiction, the letter N. And if you know someone who is an addict, they want what they want when they want it, and they want it right now. They want that instant gratification, and they do whatever they can do for their fix, their metaphorical fix. And the letter N coming into this lifetime, oh, it gets straightened out big time as it percolates along in life. Big time. It learns moderation. It learns patience. And usually only by experience and usually only the hard way, unfortunately, because they are the adventurers who set up external adventures for the adrenaline rush. Oh. The letter O has a 6 connected to it and a 15-6. This is connected to marriage. Marital relationship, family relationship. It also encourages scholarship. It encourages teaching, creativity, domestic energies. 15-6 is the devil card in tarot cards that says, but I will be weighing material things against emotional things in family. And sometimes these O's, because they come from their heart, They come from love and domestic and nurturing and caring and teaching. Sometimes they have to deal with some relationships that require them to love them first, and then their children, and then their partner, and then the community at large. The letter P, again, has a number 7 connected to it. The number 7, again, is the energy of the analytical mind, of the intellect, of the ego. The letter P is a 16-7, that is the tower card in tarot cards, and all you know what is breaking loose with the tower card. The tower card I call the demolition derby. It's awakening and tearing down the old. And what is it tearing down? It's tearing down the ego. And it is awakening. The letter P is awakening to listening to the intuition to guide it. And if the letter P appears in the last name, in your spiritual name, it is very clear that in this lifetime, your soul is trying to create a spiritual awakening. The letter P starts out life sometimes as a know-it-all, as very scientific, as very factual. That's the 7. And the 16-7 says, oh, really? Well, you will learn to listen to your intuition by getting yourself involved in relationships where there can be betrayal, relationships where there can be some unethical things, and because you didn't listen to us tell you, no, 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 don't go there. Your intuition's trying to save you. You overanalyzed it. You didn't listen. You got yourself then in deep trouble, because 16-7 is yet again one of those nasty 4 red flashing lights of karma, of past life choices that were ego-driven, not spiritually driven, and your soul says, well, we are going to straighten this out right now in this lifetime. And what happens is the soul winds up saying to itself, I knew that. Why didn't I listen? And it is humiliated and humbled because it simply hadn't listened to its intuition to guide you. Spirit is about the inner voice. The intellect is connected only to the human body. Once we leave this human body behind, the brain, it stays behind, and we take the emotions and the feelings and the spiritual life with us into the spirit world. Q encourages unorthodoxy. Quentin. Now, every Quentin that I know is rather unorthodox. Granted, I don't know too many. There's a few, very few names that begin with Q. But again, it goes after money, business, property, real estate, organization, but usually in something, sometimes of an unorthodox way. Quentin Tarantino, who writes those rather dramatic movies, the same thing here for him. They also get inspiration. They have good shots of intuition, that cue. Not a bad thing, but unorthodox. The letter R, as in Robert, Ryan, Rachel, has a 9 energy connected to it of service, humanitarianism. Again, loves country living, landscaping, the earth, animals, especially dogs and horses. But this R ratchets up its energy to an 18-9, which is the moon card in tarot cards, that says it needs to be careful and, again, listen to its intuition to guide it, because sometimes in its efforts to be Mr. or Mrs. Nice Guy, Nice Girl, they can generate envy and jealousy towards them. And the number 9, whether it is connected to an I or an R, sometimes has control issues. Under the guise of humanitarianism and service, it controls situations to make them be what it wants it to be because it has deep subconscious fears. And if something gets out of control, they might have a fear that they will not know how to control it. And therefore, through goodness and kindness and volunteering and this and that and the other thing, they keep everything in life packaged the way they want it to be packaged, because then they feel hunky-dory. Now, that's when it is out of balance. But generally speaking, the R's are very service-oriented, and service-oriented without a money motive. The letter S is called by ancient numerologers the letter of surrender, because life travels just the way the letter S looks. Zig and zag and around. Oh, it's not a straight line at all. It is called the letter of surrender. The letter S has a 1 connected to it, so here we go again. There's leadership. There's mental judgment. And there's also ambition. Ambition is connected to the letter S. The letter S ratchets up its energy to a 19-1, which is the Sun card in Tarot card, which is lovely. It is a new day is dawning. There's a rebirth, a revitalization of life when the Sun card appears. There's a rebirth, if you will. A new direction in life occurs. Possibility of a happy marriage occurs. And if you're already married, it gets happier. Just be cautious about having outside forces attempt to inflict upon you the letter S, their power, their attitudes, their behaviors, and their authorities. The letter T is for trust. It has a two connected to it. Cooperation, yes. Inspiration, yes. Intuitiveness, yes. Trust, yes. It is the judgment card that says there will be in this lifetime, in your approach to life through intuition, an awakening to new ideas, new opportunities, and possibly in partnerships that will begin to turn your life in a whole new direction. The letter U encourages gregariousness. It has a three connected to it. It's a happy energy. It's the world card, intro card of achievement, success, but also a tying up of some loose ends as you approach to life according to your values. So again, your values are being looked at. The W is that of versatility. It's a 23-5, which is the King of Wands in Tarot card, which is a fire sign. It is an energy that approaches life with fire, with enthusiasm, which is good at a lot of things, is very versatile. It likes travel and expansion and inquisitiveness and curiosity. The letter X is in a Xavier, has personal magnetism. It has a six connected to it of love and happiness and nurturing and caring. The letter Y is like a crossroads. It forces you to be very perceptive. You will reach many forks in the road if your first name begins with Y, and you will have to make choices. The number 7 connected to Y says choices, choices, choices. And the choices will come as a consequence of forks in the road. The ancient I Ching practice of Buddhism teaches it's okay to come to crossroads in your life, but do not stay at the crossroads too long. Make your decision and move on. You know, when we have decisions to make, and we make the best that we can with the information that we have at any given moment, and we go off in a new direction sometimes, if that new direction is not what is laid out on our spiritual path, you will begin to meet obstruction, obstruction, obstruction. And those obstructions are simply your soul getting you to think in a new direction, kind of just nudging you back onto the correct path. So don't worry that I'll get off on a tangent somewhere and screw up my whole life. No, your soul will bring you back on the right word. And finally, we come to the letter Z. Z is in Zach. Z is in Zelda. This has an 8 number connected to it of money and power. This is a 26-8 vibration that is one of the best financial codes in numerology. It brings in karmic business partnerships, good, bad, or indifferent, from other lifetimes, some of which we have to take our power back from. Numerology and knowing what the numbers mean and how these codes show up in your life and they're hidden are so exciting and fun once you find out what they mean. You have power at your fingertips, just like magic. Do look at my website, ElizabethSummers.com. Consider having a full natal reading for yourself or a current year reading. They're an hour long. Look how quickly this hour has just gone by. You have paperwork, an astrology report, all about you very specifically. On that website, you will be able to also see a workbook about all the formulas that I use in my readings if you're one of those do-it-yourself workers. You like to do it yourself. I created this workbook for beginners, not for advanced. It's for beginners and it's full color. You can order that right off of my workbook, off of my website. And finally, do sign up for my free numerological newsletter of astrology and channeling and books and websites, all with you in mind. I thank you so much for coming to visit with me each week. I love feeling your energy out there on the internet with me. And next week, we're going to talk about your house number and what energy it's bringing to the house or the apartment or the business that you are currently residing in. So until next week, know that I send you God's white light and its peace and its harmony. Know that I wish you all good things, and thanks for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.